Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you, humbling ourselves before you, asking you for mercy. Oh, God, we ask that you'll forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask, God, that you will cover us under your blood, wash us and cleanse us. Lord, purify us on the inside and on the outside. Sanctify us, Lord, and make us over. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we present ourselves before you, asking that you will work on us, O God, that you will be merciful unto us and save us to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. We are looking unto you, O God, and we are depending on you. Lord, we need you to help us tonight. We need you, O God, to lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't know how to do your will except you show us. And we need you, O God, to give us spiritual insight. Oh, God, give us spiritual understanding. Open up the scriptures even the more. Oh, God, and help us to grow spiritually in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying that you will please bless our ministry, oh God. Let our ministries grow and prosper, Lord. Let them expand throughout the world. Let souls be delivered. Let souls be saved, oh God. Let the sick be healed. Oh, my God, let the lame walk and the dumb talk, Lord. Let miracles be wrought all around through the ministries that you have established, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, God, that you will bless the gospel broadcast, the gospel truth broadcast tonight, that you will send your anointing, oh God. Lord, move while we're on this broadcast. Let some soul tonight be blessed through this ministry. Oh God, do wonders. Lord, open doors and make ways out of no way in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we are reaching out to those souls who don't know you tonight, asking you, oh God, to visit them where they are. Make yourself known unto them, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to save those who are not saved tonight. Oh, my God, remember the backslider. Help the backsliders to return unto you, Lord. Help them to make it back, my God, before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please remember everyone who's on the prayer list, Lord, one by one and name by name. You know every heart's desire. You know every prayer request. And, my God, we are asking that you will grant each one to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God be revealed. Oh, Lord, let your powers be manifest in our midst. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, we ask that you will send your word tonight. Let your word have free course. Anoint the speaker, my God. Give strength and power in her body, Lord. We know you are able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you, O God. Prick the hearts of the people that they may receive your word and accept it in their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are asking you to remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone close to them or dear that they have lost, O God. We pray that you will give comfort, give them confirmation, O Lord God. Be close to them. Even as you promised, oh, my Savior, please, Lord, accept our prayer, Lord God, and let your will be done. We ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Our opening scripture is going to be taken from the 37th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 37th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and the Bible reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 37th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 58481. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by calling 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservicetitle1spool1one. And the Gospel Truth, Prayer Mission on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday night prayer. You can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Steve Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, the Breeze Darius family, DeGreeved Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our youth prayer list for India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all the souls that are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would give us a selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Cynthia, she is unavailable at this time.
Amen. Well, I will, that's all right. Let's go ahead and sing a portion of this song.
Save me, Lord.
Yes.
Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child, save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while.
hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be. I want to be, I want to be your child.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hami, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Hami.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for blessing us to be together one more time on the Gospel Truth broadcast. And I'm so glad that you have tuned in on tonight. And I can say with truth that the Lord has already sent forth the blessing. And I thank God for that opening scripture that was read. Praise the Lord. We read this scripture and we gain strength. Because sometimes things that happen around us, the enemy wants us to fret. He wants us to be all concerned. He wants us to be worried. But we don't have to worry. Lord, don't worry about what someone else is doing and how it looks like. Oh, they're just prospering. They're just doing this and they're doing that. Don't worry about what's happening with someone else. Don't fret yourself because of them, those evildoers. Just trust in the Lord. Like the Bible says, trust in the Lord and do good, and you will dwell in the land. It says, so shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed. Don't worry. The Lord will provide. Praise God. So put everything in God's hand and just let God handle it. Praise God. And go ahead and delight yourself in the Lord. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Somebody wrote a song saying, don't worry. Be happy. Hallelujah. And that's important. Praise God. Don't worry. Be happy. When you trust the Lord, when you put everything in God's hand and let him handle it, you have a reason to be happy. Praise the Lord. And I also thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Khadija, Dr. Evangelist Khadija. She sang that song so beautifully, and it's a prayer to the Lord saying, save me, Lord. Mm-hmm. And we need the Lord to save us from moments like these, from times like these, from the way the enemy is fighting against us. We need the Lord to save us out of those situations. Praise God. And there are some who don't know the Lord, need the Lord to save their soul so they won't be lost. Oh, glory to God. So I thank God for everything that's been said and done thus far. And we're going to get ready for the word of God. And I'm excited, praise the Lord, to hear from the Lord. That is the most favorite part, the word of God. You know, sometimes the children, when they're ready to eat, they'll ask you to fix this, ask you to fix that. They'll come back, is it ready yet?
Yes, they will.
Is it ready yet? Amen. Praise God. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. It's ready. Amen. So let's get ready to feast from the table of the Lord. At this time, without further ado, I introduce to you the speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And as she comes, let us pray along with her and for her. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction coming through Dr. Sheila Hami. And I also thank the Lord for that song that Dr. Khadija sang. Save me, Lord. That is a prayer in itself. Save me, Lord. And that should be the ultimate goal of the born-again believers in Christ, that we be saved in the end. Glory to God. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy toward us, for how you blessed and kept us. Pray that you will bless us on tonight on this broadcast. Have your way and let your will be done. Send your word, send your anointing. Let some soul save, heal, and forgive, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God so far for this broadcast. I thank God for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. And we do honor the Spirit of the Lord and the absence of our leaders. We just thank God for what he is doing and for how God is blessing and keeping us and kept us up until this time. Now, let us go to the Word of God. We're going to go to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Very familiar passages of scriptures, but I love these scriptures. We're going to go to Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to begin reading with verse 25. We hope for that we see not. Then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Also reading, we're going to go over verse 29 again. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. That is, in other words, it was predestinated, but it was already foreordained from the beginning of time. So the Bible is saying that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Praise the Lord. My topic tonight, tribulation must come. And my theme, don't be separated from God. Don't be separated from God. There's a lot of things we separate ourselves from. We separate ourselves from these worldly things and the worldly ways, but don't be separated from God, because he is our help and he is our deliverer. He's the one that helps us to hold on. And I believe the scripture says, who shall separate us, or what shall separate us? Or what are we going to let separate us from the love of God? There's nothing down here on the face of the earth that's worth us being separated from God. Glory to God. The Lord has done great things in our life, and we ought to be thankful for what he has done and the things that he is going to do. God has brought us out of sin, up out of a horrible pit, and made us to put our feet on solid ground when we was in the muck and the mire. Glory to God. And some people, they let anything distract them or take them away from the love of God. But I myself, I am determined to hold on to what God has done for me and to stay in Christ. We may be going through things, but the scripture is telling us that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God called us, and he called us according to his own purpose. So, therefore, we should not let anything separate us from the love of God. Tribulations is going to come. You are going to have a trying experience in your life. Over on the Lord's side, there are many tests and many trials. And of a surety, we can look back at the scriptures and see the old patriarchs and some of the things that they endured in order to be saved. Some of them were beheaded, hung upside down, boiling oil. I tell you, some were beheaded. John was beheaded. And John, the revelator, was put out on the Isle of Patmos. Glory to God, but they suffered, they endured their tribulation, they went through their tests and trials. So therefore, you and I, we will have a trying experience in our lives. We will go through some type of trial or some type of affliction in our bodies, in our spiritual life. Satan will come to afflict us, to cause us to turn around, to give up, throw in the towel. But don't be separated from God. We can hold on. We will go through some distress down here, and we will go through some suffering. In other words, we're going to have to put up with some things. We're going to have to endure some things down here. And I'm telling you, some tests and trials can come your way that it tries your very salvation, your very faith that you say that you have in God, that you say you are trusting God. But that distress and that affliction and that trial will come your way to try to cause you to turn around. And the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You're going to fall into them. You're not going to go into them, but you're going to accidentally fall into the tribulation. But don't let it separate you from the love of God. So many before us, they held on to God's unchanging hand when they were going through their tests and when they were being tried vehemently. They did not give up. but they stood fast on the word of God, and they held
Amen.
To their integrity. Job held on to his integrity when he was being tried, and the skin worm was in his flesh. His breath was putrid, and his wife wanted him to give up, but he was determined, mm-hmm. and he held on to his integrity. He would not forsake the Lord, and this is the same way we have to be. We have to be determined to hold on to God's unchanging hand. The Bible lets us know in Acts 14 and 22 that we, being the people of God and the saints of God, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. So in order to
Amen.
Get into God's kingdom, we're going to go through a lot of tribulation. We're going to go through a lot of suffering. We're going to go through a lot of distress. We're going to go through a lot of oppression. But we must be determined to stand and be determined not to be separated from God. And I just thank God tonight because God has given us power to overcome the devil. Glory to God.
Yeah.
He has given us strength. And if we happen to fall into divers temptation, the Lord is right there to uphold us with his right hand. Glory to God. He said a righteous man falleth seven times, but the hand of the Lord upholdeth him. God is able to take us through. There is no reason for us to separate from the Lord. There's no reason mm-hmm. for us to give up and throw in the towel. But we must continue to trust in the Lord. Don't let your faith dwindle. Don't let your cause you to doubt God. Take that little grain of faith that you feel like you might feel like you don't have a lot of faith, but take that little bit of faith you got and put it to work. Use what you got, and the Lord will add more to it. We have to contend for the faith that was once mm-hmm. delivered unto the saints, and God will fill us. He will fill us with more faith where that we will take God at his word. Whatever he spoke, we receive it, and we believe it, because God is not a God of lies. God is a God of truth. He keeps his word. Now, when we go through these persecutions and these afflictions, and sometimes it's not all on the outside, but it's within, amongst us, we still have to endure it and go through. Now, the Bible is saying in verse 35, who? He didn't say what, but he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril because some terrible thing has happened? You're going to give up or sword? The devil may come against you with his sword. Are you going to give up or are you going to God's word, what he said, and stand on the word of God? The Bible says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Glory to God, we are killed all the day long. We give up the right for the wrong instead of slugging somebody with our fists or with our hands. Glory to God, we give up that right. We let the devil go ahead and do his thing, but we don't charge it to them. That's the devil that's working through them. Glory to God. God is able to take us through. We don't have to turn around and fight our own battles. God will fight the battle for us. He will keep us. And he will take us times we might have to take a hit if we take it and endure. The Bible said rejoice and be exceeding glad. Glory to God. For great is your reward in heaven. The devil will come in all kinds of ways, all types of forms, to try to get us to give up and throw in the towel. But who shall separate us from the love of Christ? This love is so great. I tell you, Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to also be willing to lay down our lives for him. Glory to God. It says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, I'm convinced. I don't care what the devil say, how he work, what he does. I'm convinced that neither death, he might kill the body, but he can't kill the soul, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. I don't care what's going to come. The things that's present, the things that's happening right now, we still don't have to give up. The Bible says, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, I don't care how high it is, nor depth, I don't care how deep it is, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Glory to God. I thank God I hold on to the word of God because I am persuaded and convinced that none of these things shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And that's the way it should be with every born-again believer in Christ. Don't be separated from God. I know the test is going to come, and I know things is going to happen in your life. The most unbelievable thing that you may think, you may say, I never would have thought I would have to go through something like this. But the Bible let us know tribulations must come, and we through much tribulation must enter into the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Jesus overcame. They whipped him, they beat him, they chastised him, they thrust him in the side with the spear, they smote him, they spit on him, but Jesus endured it all for you and for me. And we are troubled on every side. Trouble comes in many different forms. There's so much trouble in the world today, and we, as the people of God, are dealing with some of this trouble, but yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair, like we don't have a hope or we can't make it. We're not in that kind of despair.
Mm-hmm.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. We get persecuted sometimes, but the Lord has not forsaken us. He said, lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Cast down, but we are not destroyed. We feel cast down sometimes, but God knows we are not destroyed. And I just thank God for his word on tonight. Don't have much more for you, but I know this, that the word of God is right. And anything that Satan says is a liar. That's why I don't take him at his word. I don't believe him. He lied just
That's
like
right.
It ain't nothing. The Bible said in Psalm 44 and 22, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yea, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't care what the devil has and what he says he has. The Bible said greater is he. Talking about Jesus. If Jesus is in us, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we can go through with the help of the Lord. Tribulations will come, but don't be separated from God. Thank the Lord for his word. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer, because we know that prayer is the answer and that prayer changes things. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, and we want to thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Oh, my God, we thank you for encouragement. We thank you for how you blessed us and kept through the situation that we've been going through. And, Lord, we thank you for how you made a way for us. And even though we're still being tried, and Satan is working on every hand, trying every situation he can to overthrow us, we trust in you and we take you at your word. We believe you tonight, and we know that none of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Glory to God. We are trusting in your word. We are trusting in you, knowing that you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us. We know that the battle is not over, but our trust is yet in you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thou art a strong deliverer, and you are a way maker. We are trusting in your word tonight. We pray that you help us to stand on your word. Help us to endure until the end. Take us through our testing trial. Help us, oh, Lord, to go through, and help us to stay focused. Help us, oh, Lord. We want to go through. We want to stand, and we want to make this journey. We pray that you look on your people everywhere. Look on the saints of God, those who are being tried, those who are being tested. We pray that you keep them and hold them in the hollow of thy hand. Lead them on the victory. And those that are sick and afflicted, those are going through strenuous afflictions in their bodies. We pray that you touch them right now. We know you're able to heal them. You're able to raise them up. You're able to fix that situation that they're going through. We pray that you touch and bless. Send your healing virtue. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. We pray that you look on the youth, that you will touch them, oh, Lord. Touch their hearts and minds, oh, Lord. Take them through, oh, Lord. Help them to overcome the peer pressure. Help them, oh, Lord. Give them the mind to want to serve you and live for you. Help them to go through, oh, Lord. Touch their hearts, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord, to receive thy word and to submit themselves unto thy will. We know you're able, oh, Lord. Look on those who are incarcerated, those who need help, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we know that you're able. Those who need a way made, we pray that you make the way for them, that you will deliver them, oh, Lord. Bring them out of their situation. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on all those who are sick and afflicted, those who are going through. We pray that you continue to touch their bodies, continue to heal them and raise them up, oh, Lord, that thy name may be glorified. Help us, oh, Lord, to look to you as never before. Help us to give you glory and honor and praise be unto thy name. Help us to lift you up. Help us, oh, Lord, help us to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Help us not to take down nor draw back, but help us to be determined to endure unto the end. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on those who are doing without, those who don't have food, those who don't have shelter. We pray that you make a way for them, that you will open up a door in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy on the souls of men, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Oh, my God, help them to get to know you. Help them, oh, Lord, to give their lives to you that they may receive you into their life. We pray, Jesus, that you will convert, sanctify, fill with the Holy Ghost. Help your people to stand. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast and bless every listener and every soul that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you have mercy on them and that you will grant their petitions according to your will and that you will save such as should be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. And we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you because you've been a way maker for us. We thank you, oh Lord, because you came to our rescue. We thank you right now, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on Evangelist Cynthia right now. We pray that you touch right now, Lord. Make a way, oh Lord. You know the situation. Help her, oh Lord. Work it out for her, Jesus. Fix it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless, oh Lord. Look on our unsaved loved ones. Save them, oh Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Look on our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and every unsaved family member. We pray that you will touch them, oh Lord. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for what you've done. And thank you for what you're going to do. And we give your name praise and glory and honor belong unto thy name. Help us not to be separated from you, for you're the one that brought us this far. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. This part of the broadcast is now into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful message, a very timely message. And I could say of a truth that this message is needed. And she was talking about tribulation shall come. It must come. But we don't have to be separated from God. So she was encouraging us tonight, don't be separated from God. Don't let any of these things separate you from God. Amen. I tell you, it's time now to draw nigh to the Lord, to get as close to the Lord, because the times that we're living in, we see tribulation everywhere. We see these troubles everywhere, but we don't have to let these things separate us. I believe Apostle Paul said, none of these things move me. So you have to stand firm, stand still, be rooted and grounded in the faith. And I know our faith is tried all the time. Like he brought out in this message that we were going to experience some very trying times. We're going to have some trying experiences.
Yes.
Whether it be afflictions in the body, financial difficulties, whatever. We're going to have those difficulties, those trying times. But we must continue to hold to our faith. We must continue to trust the Lord and not be separated from God. Praise the Lord. Very beautiful message. I really enjoyed this word on tonight. And I want to say to you, evangelists, may continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you and to speak through you. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our clergy who are on the broadcast. You are welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, letting us know that tribulation must come and encouraging us not to be separated from God. And like she said, we are going to be tried, but we can't allow these things to separate us from God. And she said, we can be separated from the world. That's okay. You know, we can be separated from our friends and our family, and sometimes that hurts because there's that emotional attachment there. But if we're separated from God, that's a spiritual death, which is much worse And I would rather get my feelings hurt than to be separated from God. I enjoy this word of God. On this evening, I want to encourage Randy Fiedel to keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Do we have any other remarks? Praise the Lord. And we do thank God. Don't want to cut anyone off. If you desire to give remarks, you're welcome to do so at this time. But if not, we just thank God once again for that beautiful message read from God. Don't let anything or anybody. The question was asked, who shall separate us?
Amen.
It should be nobody. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. But be encouraged. And keep looking to the Lord. Let us take the word of God in and apply it to our lives. And at this time, if there are no further remarks, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist on tonight. I thank the Lord. I tell you that the tests and trials, they're going to come. We might have been through a few things down here, but these tests and the tribulation, a tribulation is something that vexes your very soul day by day by day. But we're going to have to hold on to Christ. Whatever we do, we're going to have to hold on. So I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged tonight. My trust is in the Lord. I'm not trusting in anyone down here, but I'm trusting in the Lord because he has gotten me this far, and I know that he can take me further. And the scripture was read earlier that Evangelist Khadijah read. That is one of my scriptures. I was quoting that scripture just on the other day because the Bible said, commit thy way unto him, and he trust in the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Whatever it is that we need, God will bring it to pass. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast, for the word of God. I'm not going to prolong the time or hold you up. Thank God for you, Evangelist Hameen, and Evangelist Khadijah. And let's pray one for another for Evangelist Cynthia. You know that devil, he just don't stop. It's always something, but we are trusting in the Lord. I ain't giving him no credit. He ain't got no victory. We have
no
victory through Christ Jesus, and he has worked it out for us. And when the Lord lay it on me, then I'll tell it. But I tell you, we serve a mighty glory to God, a powerful God. Yes, Lord. Yes, glory to God. He's got all power in his hands. God can make you come subject to him. Glory to God. In your mind, you're going to do us and so. But God got all power, and he can make you come subject. And no man
can.
Glory to God.
Yes.
I just thank God. Thank God. I'm not going to long time, but thank God for his word.
Go ahead.
As knows you, then get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me. But like I said, my trust is in the Lord. What God has done for us, I tell you, in whatever way he moves, I'll accept it as long as it's him. But I don't want to go nowhere or no way on my own. In my own way, I ask the Lord to order my steps in his word. Let it be in his word, not in my will or not my opinion or not what I want to do. But whatever God says, that's what I want. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to come on in. But I want the people of God to be encouraged to go ahead and do the will of God. Whatever it is that God is giving you to do, go forward and do it. And bring the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back on Sunday night, if it's the Lord's will. And I do believe
We're scheduled for the 60th anniversary. I believe it's, when is
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. November the 7th.
The 7th, mm-hmm. Yes.
7th through the 12th.
Yes. So thank mm-hmm. the Lord. That's 60 years that the church yes. has been in existence. Glory mm-hmm. to God. That's a blessing. So I'm looking to the Lord. I'm looking to the Lord to bless in a special way.
Yes.
So if you'd like to be there, 10 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. God bless you. The service starts, I believe, 7 p.m. God bless you. That's all. Okay. Well, have a blessed night. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.